everyone. Welcome to Searchlight Town Advisory Board at Searchlight Community Center, 200 Michael Wendell Way, Searchlight, Nevada, 89046. On this July 29, 2026, 6 p.m. Just a reminder, the meeting will be recorded, audio recorded on Clark County's website. You can find it online there and also on YouTube. And last week I had some technical difficulties with the phone, but it is recording tonight. So that can be found on YouTube. Just search for Searchlight Town Advisory Board. Tonight's agenda, items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matters not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission, or the BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advanced request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530. Supporting material provided to the board for this meeting may be requested from Kathleen Hickman at 702-298-0828. Supporting material is also available at the Clark County Department of Administrative Services, 500 Grand Canal, Grand Central Parkway, 6th floor, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89155. Supporting material is also available on the county's website at clarkcountynv.gov/searchlight-tab. Board members, James Allen, Chair, Natalie Jeter, Vice Chair, Kayla McInnes, Donna Moore, Kyle Myers. Secretary, Kathleen Hickman, County Liaison, Mark Moskowitz. The meeting is called to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. James Allen, present. Natalie Jeter, not present. Kayla McInnes,
present.
Donna Moore, not present. Kyle Myers,
present.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, clearly state your name, address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. First item, approval of the agenda for July 29, 2026. Do I have a motion to approve?
A motion to approve the agenda for July 29th, 2026.
Second.
All approve?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Informational item. Receive a report and updates from the South County Liaison, Mark Moskowitz, on current events and updates from Clark County.
Thank you, Chair. Two quick updates. The two events coming up on Friday, August 7th, 9:30 to 11 a.m. in this room, we'll be having the Back to School Health and Wellness Fair. You'll probably get a little postcard in the mail as well. So please come. It's not just for students and parents. Anyone in the community can come. There's going to be a lot of goodies that are going to be given from UMC and other agencies and partners. So please make an effort to come. It'll be really good. We're also going to have our dental and vision screenings as well. And then that evening in Laughlin, Friday, August 7th, we're going to have the Back to School Splash, which is a movie in the pool, and doors will open at 7 and the movie will start at dusk. So come to the fair in the morning and then go to this in the evening. It'll be a lot of fun. And this is all complimentary, so we'll have a nice night under the stars. And they're showing Monsters University, so we're trying to do a little school theme for Back to School. So those are all my updates, and look forward to seeing the community.
Okay, thank you.
And we'll be having some snow cones for Metro, so hopefully that entices some people to come to the movie.
Planning and Zoning, PA 26700027, Turnbull LLC Plan Amendment to redesignate the existing land use category from ranch estate neighborhood and open lands to business employment on a 20.32 acre portion of 37.8 acres, generally located east of U.S. Highway 95 and north and south of Lake Mojave Drive within Searchlight. Possible action 2. Planning Commission on 8-18-26.
Good evening, Melissa Urey, EURE, 1055 Whitney Ranch Drive, Suite 210, here on behalf of the applicant. Do have some exhibits I'd like to hand to the board, and then there are some copies on the back table as well. So what you can see on that first exhibit happens to be an aerial of the site. If you can see the main larger photo happens to be the overall aerial of the air park. And then there's a smaller vignette that shows its relationship to the town of Searchlight. So it's further south of the town. And I apologize if you go to the third page. You can see what we have is the existing and proposed. So right now, the Searchlight Air Park was originally approved with the plans that there be residences with hangars on them, and you had the airstrip, and this was allowed because it's zoned with, or it's got land use for three different land use categories. So the airstrip has business employment. There's a little sliver at the very opposite side of that that is open land, and then where the homes would have been is all of the rural neighborhood. And what we are asking for is that be changed to all be the business employment to match with the airstrip. And the reason for this being is that that will allow for a lot of the potential economic opportunities that comes. It allows for the zone change, and all of this is to be able to redevelop the airstrip. So this is going to match to what's there. From what I understand, there's other industrial business employment is to bring those employment centers and economic opportunities, typically things that are office, warehouse, light manufacturing, things and supportive services of that type. And so we are asking for this, which would then allow for the zone change, which is needed to redevelop the airstrip. And some reasoning, just that it'll kind of stream all three together. We submitted to grade the airstrip site. We want to redevelop the airstrip. However, we were stopped because we need to do commercial grading to pave all of the land next to the airstrip to meet aviation safety standards and to allow us to pave it so that planes have a place to pull off of the airstrip. Unfortunately, we cannot do that so long as there is residential lots and residential zoning in place. And so we were stopped in the civil improvement process because we have to rectify that before we can continue to move forward. So this plan amendment is the first step to then allowing the zone change, which then in turn allows us to redevelop the airstrip and grade the sites next to it and pave. And with that, happy to answer any questions. Or I can move along to the next item, if that's easier.
Any questions on this item? The public? Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Do we want to make an action on the first item?
Oh, yes, of course, thank you. So a plan to approve the plan amendment. Do I have a motion?
I'll motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passed. Second item, ZC 260356 Turnbull LLC, zone change to reclassify 34.32 acres from a RS 80 residential single family 80 zone and an RS 20 residential single family 20 zone to an industrial park zone, generally located east of US 95, north and south of Lake Mojave Drive, within searchlight for possible action to Planning Commission 8/18/26.
Melissa Urie, EURE, 1055 Whitney Ranch Drive, Suite 210, here on behalf of the applicant. So if you look at the second page in your packet, it actually shows you again an overview of this site in relation to searchlight. So you can see the RS 20, the RS 80, and the IP. Again, this is part of the original air park that was approved back in 2009. And so a portion of that was the residences with hangars, a portion is the airstrip, and then there was actually a portion already built into the development for industrial. And so we are now asking again to have everything match up to the industrial park to allow for potential future hangars and other development on the site. However, at this time, we are not proposing any vertical development as part of this project. We really want to get the airstrip up and running. That is our primary goal. And so we are requesting the zone change again in order to allow us to make all that the industrial park. It will all play into the redevelopment of the airstrip.
Any questions from the board? Questions from the public?
Yeah.
Casey, go ahead.
Casey McCubbin, 445 East Edition Street, Searchlight, Nevada. Are you planning to redevelop the entire airstrip?
So,
or just this little portion?
So within our actual project site, there's only a portion of the airstrip, which is what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to redevelop that. We are working with BLM to obtain the rest of the airstrip. Because anyone here that knows aviation, you realize that airstrip is not nearly long enough to land nearly as many planes as there are. You could probably land a Cessna on it at this point in time and not anything much larger. So we are working to obtain the remainder of the airstrip from the BLM, which would allow more planes to land and take off from there. And that is also part of bringing in more of the aviation infrastructure here. It's desperately needed. We've spoken to Clark County Department of Aviation and the Jean Airstrip, which is on, you know, much further west. It's really overloaded with the amount of traffic they have from various aviation businesses, particularly like hang gliders. It's people that are, you know, parachuting, and they need some place to kind of move some of that traffic if those businesses are willing to relocate. And they're also looking forward to the potential, if there is a notice to proceed, for the Ivanpah Airport. So, yeah, that's the supplemental airport that you will probably hear about again in about a year. So, but that is really what's part of it. But yes, to answer your question, we are working to obtain the rest of the airstrip. But unfortunately, we do not have it yet, so.
Thank you.
Any other questions at this time? Yes, Jack.
Jack Weaver, 445 East Edition Street, Surfside. What type of aircraft do you plan on landing and taking off on that airstrip? Are you going to have jet aircraft, all prop jobs, noise abatement type of aircraft?
So right now, because it is a private airstrip, it's not a full airport, we're not talking commercial jetliners on that airstrip.
How about private jetliners?
It's going to be, part of this is really going to be dependent on what people are trying to land there, to be honest, because of the size of the airstrip, the weight of the plane. So I will be honest, I'm not an aviation expert and can't list to you all of the planes, But there are some smaller private planes that would be allowed to land there and take off from there, but we are not looking at commercial 747s and things of that nature.
I'm not worried about them either, but if everybody remembers, the British brought some jets in here maybe 10 years ago, raised hell with the whole community. They were small military jets. They weren't anything in 747. But if you guys want noise abatement, you better start fighting this right now, because jet aircraft will be flying right over the top of this
place. Oh, no, ain't gonna do. That's where we're going. Not wait for you to be done.
Any other comments?
Until we have the whole airstrip, again, a lot of this is dictated by the airstrip, so we can only have approval for what we have, but once we can have the full airstrip, we'd have to go back to include that with the FAA. But the applicant does own multiple aircraft. They are very familiar with the FAA processes and getting the right approvals, so there's no plan to just have everyone in and out, not the prior approvals. We're working with CC, the Clark County Department of Aviation. They'll be working with the FAA, so we are making sure that they have the proper approvals. But again, we can only do for what we actually have the right to use right now, which is just what's on our property.
Max Bailey, 376 Encinitas. It was my understanding years ago the FAA had designated the airport totally closed. Has an application been submitted to the FAA and have they approved to reopen this airport?
So it's not going to be an airport, it's a private airstrip. And that may be where the difference is. This is not going to be a true airport the way the FAA standards are for an airport. So this is not going to have, you know, the building for people to check. This is just an airstrip. In the future, to do an actual airport, we would have to submit to the FAA and get that approval. But there's that kind of fine difference between it. Searchlight is also not an airport, or I'm sorry, Gene is also not an airport. It's just an airstrip.
Any other questions?
You want questions now, or do you want to let her finish and then?
Questions regarding the zone change item.
Just the zone change for now.
I don't have a problem with the zone changes, but I have a lot of problems with the project. And I won't even say they're problems, they're questions that I need answered by the property owner. And I'm going to discuss them because I think they're all important for all of us to know.
So that would be up to you if you'd like to get up now or wait until after the rest of the items.
Okay, these are going to be my questions. Diane Kendall, 185 Surprise Street. When I talked to the property owner last time, she told me that about this plan. And she said that there wasn't going to be any building, that they were only going to put tie downs for planes. And I said, well, I don't know an awful lot of people who own planes that want it just sitting out there in the desert where it's going to be vandalized by our little hoodlums every night. So the question I have is, how many planes are you guys planning on storing down there? And how are you planning on getting them maintenance, because planes need maintenance all the time? What kind of businesses are you planning on bringing? And how are you thinking that you're going to be taking off and landing planes? Because I will fight to my death before those planes start flying over my house.
So I'll see how much I may be hopefully able to help answer. So as far as the development, there's no buildings proposed at this time. No vertical development, so it is, the plan is to redevelop.
In the future, so.
But that's not right now, so to be honest, once we, this process, it'll still be a couple of years. We still have to work through our process with the BLM, they do not move quickly. We still have to grade the site, we still have to pave the site, so we're looking at several years down the line just to complete that portion of it. They do not have any plan, there's no master plan we have right now to put the hangars or anything else out there right now. So in terms of what, how many planes can be stored down there, I can't answer it. I think part of that's gonna depend on the planes that are coming in and how much wingspan and how much space they need between them. So I don't know that I could answer that. I could ask to see if they could give me an estimate, but I think that probably varies based on the planes. So it is just gonna be paving. There's no vertical. And then business, as far as the businesses to come down there, a lot of what they are looking at seeing come through would be things like what the Gene Airstrip currently has. Because again, one of the things that the Department of Aviation,
well, we don't know what they have.
So those are sports. It's mostly for sports aviation. So it's parachuting, it's hang gliding. So it's people that are jumping out of the planes to parachute, it's hang gliding. So it's kind of these recreational aviation sports businesses.
Are you thinking they're going to come in for the day and leave? Or are you thinking that they're going to stay here?
That is how they work for Gene. They come in, they basically bring people in. So let's say you have a plane and there's eight people that are parachuting. They have a shuttle, they take the people down there, they put them on the plane goes up, they parachute. They shuttle them back to their, whether it's the hotel or a pickup spot, I'm not sure. But that's, so as far as now, if someone wants to in the future potentially relocate a portion of their business here, they would have the opportunity to do so, but they will have to come back with future applications. So this does not give us freedom to build airplane hangars, to build any sort of building out there without coming back through this same process and you getting a chance to ask them, how is that operating? Where is this building going? How is that happening? So any building that goes out there will have to come back through the process and you will have a chance to see what are they doing that time. So there is nothing proposed right now. Again, we don't have a master plan that's hidden in the back pocket of what this is gonna look like. The first and foremost, because of the amount of time it's taking, is we want to get this airstrip working.
So what are their thoughts of, because I know this is all on speculation, it's all speculated. And I personally, and I know many of the people here, we've got a lot of people come to this town and say, oh, we're going to do this, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do this, and nothing's ever been done. I personally have knowledge that the previous owner, Bill, worked with BLM for many, many years and never could get anything done. And I helped him in a lot of that process of what he was doing. I know that BLM says that they still got the file open because I talked to them today. But what's the plan if BLM never gives you an answer?
So the answer is we are working with them in our congressional districts to get this done. So we are working with them and working with all of them.
My question was, what if?
What it does
and
is,
how long can it take?
So the BLM, they have to follow their own processes. From what we have been told from the BLM office is that the process we are in, we have roughly another year to a year and a half to complete the process. That is what we've been told as of now. If that changes in the future,
but if you spend all this money and do all of this stuff before you have an approval from them, you just wasted a whole lot of money.
Well, the airstrip they have there, you can still land smaller planes. You just can't land larger planes and take them off. And that's the reason for wanting the full airstrip. But they, like I said, these are people, the current owner has aviation knowledge. They do this in other places with airstrips, so they're knowledgeable about that. The answer is, though, with the BLM, I don't have a crystal ball. I can just tell you what the BLM has told us, and that is that we have roughly a year to a year and a half to complete the process to obtain the rest of the airstrip so that we can then develop the full airstrip for use.
My question is that It's going to be a year and a half, but in between now and that year and a half that you're giving the permission to redevelop, are you going to do anything with the current strip?
So what we are doing right now, I don't know, if you may have seen at some point there was some work out there. We had to relocate some NV Energy lines that were in the site to prepare for this. We have a drainage study that's already approved for the existing site. We have civil improvement plans that have been submitted to the county, and we're stopped because we have to clear these lot lines and the residential to allow for what is considered commercial or industrial grading. So we actually have plans in, and we are trying to complete the process, but this basically kind of put a speed bump in for us. So once this is completed, we have our approvals, we can go to them and they will allow us to continue the process, which will allow us to demo out the streets and any retaining walls, utility boxes that are there that will not be used, grade the site, pave it, redo the airstrip. So all of that's going to be going in, but we have to clear the hurdles as we go. And so that's part of what's slowing us down. But while we're waiting for it, we're still moving forward.
Okay, so there will be no residential there at all?
No.
Okay,
no residential.
What are you doing with all the water lines and power?
We have to work through the utilities. They have their lines, so NV Energy, the lines that they move, they come out and they move them. We were not allowed to touch those.
And
so
the water district?
That would be where we have to work with the watership, but we've already gotten the approvals from that.
You made the statement that this is only going to be for private aircraft. In your policy 5.2.2, it said it is needed to meet the growing need for air transportation purposes. What is air transportation?
So air transportation services would be private planes. So potentially we have all the sports entertainment is coming in. We have some of these teams, some of them have private planes, right? That they can fly, or maybe it's someone who has much more money than I do that has, you know, they can fly them and their three friends in. That is still private. It's not necessarily a commercial chartered plane. They can fly that in, land there, and drive. And it allows also for those private planes that are being used for some of the sports aviation. So again, it's commercial, the commercial aviation is the
I'm just saying that commercial means jet aircraft. Jet aircraft means lots of noise, and this can fly right on top of it.
And maybe a little bit bigger, like I said, because some of those private planes that'll seat a few more people, right, a Cessna's very small, it'll seat more people. But again, it is not the commercial airlines bringing planes in.
How much are you guys looking at what's going on in Kingman?
As far as?
We're talking about airstrips and airplanes and airports.
So Southern Nevada is woefully short on aviation infrastructure. So I don't know what you're trying to ask, because the answer is we are short of airstrips and airports, hence the reason we are looking at a supplemental airport near Jean, which is the Ivanpah. This airstrip, there's been other airstrips also approved in areas. So having another airstrip does not make this no longer feasible. It's needed.
Fine, Melissa, will you be around after the meeting?
Yeah, I can stick around.
Okay, so any more regarding their future plans, if we could hold those till after the meeting, guys? Right now, if we could just keep it to the items at hand.
Okay, item 3 for planning and zoning, TM 26500094, Turnbull LLC.
We need for item 2.
Oh, yeah, sorry, bad motion. My bad on that one. So for item 2, do I have an approval from the board for this item?
I'll make the motion for approval for the zone change.
Second. I'll second. All in approve? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
I'm going to oppose.
Okay. Motion carries. Next item, TM 26500094, Turnbull LLC, tentative map consisting of one industrial lot on 37.18 acres in an IP industrial zone. generally located east of Highway, US Highway 95, north and south of Lake Mojave Drive, within Searchlight for possible action to the Planning Commission, 8/18/26.
Melissa Ure, EURE, 1055 Whitney Ranch Drive, Suite 210, here on behalf of the applicant. So the last page in your packet is the tentative map that is proposed. So again, right now we have something along the lines of 59 lots out there, which includes the one lot that has the airstrip. The tentative map is to erase all the internal lot lines so that we have one single lot in the entire parcel. And again, this is needed for the future grading and paving of the site.
Questions from the board? Questions from the public, comments on this agenda item? Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve the tentative map.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I'm going to oppose.
Motion carries. Thank you, Melissa. Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. If applicable, state your name, address, spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair, by our board, by majority vote.
I want to talk again about those little damn postcards that the county passes out. Nobody gets them. Now, Priest Trailer Park got them.
Okay.
And a friend of mine who owns property clear on the other side of the world at the edge of township, vacant land, he got a card. But this is ongoing. Anything that happens in Searchlight, the residents of Searchlight do not learn about it, and that needs to change.
Thank you, Diane.
I agree.
Any other comments or questions? Yes, Joan.
We, as seniors ourselves, are concerned about getting assistance from the county, from the state. I don't care who gives it. Our people are not getting services. We have a person now on hospice that has to have Arizona come to do her hospice treatment. I have spoken to people in the medical field, seniors, committees in town. They have therapists, they have, we used to have Helping Hands, which we don't have now. They all tell me, well, we would love to come to Searchlight. They'll pay our salary, but they won't pay our gas. So how can these people come out here? Now, that's not all the people, but everybody that I was associated with, physical therapists, we're talking about any aid. Somehow Searchlight needs to be serviced more for our seniors. I don't care how we get it or who can get it for us. I'm hoping, Mark, that maybe your department can help us. But our seniors, I do the three square, I do the frozen meals. Michelle does this here. other than that, when the person from Three Square came out, we had a one-on-one, she was shocked to see how there's nothing in this town for a senior. Nothing. Got casinos and a store, a couple quick stores, that's it. And our senior center and the food bank, that's it. They were amazed. So I'm pleading for the county to look into our situation to get some services for this town of Searchlight for our seniors. Thank you.
Thank you, Joan. Any others, comments, questions from the public during this time? The board? Okay, our next meeting date is August 12th, 2026. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for coming out and sharing your opinions.